You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and Becca Pick a Town.
Any town?
Any town.
Monkey's Eyebrow.
Where's Monkey's Eyebrow?
Kentucky.
Oh, sweet. And that's where you're from, right?
Yes, that's where I'm from.
I don't know where Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky is.
I think it's in the south, like, let me do a map. It's like the southeastern part of the state. I think it's on the border between Kentucky and Tennessee.
Okay. And that's not, you're not from Monkey's Eyebrow proper.
No, not Monkey's Eyebrow proper.
But you came to school here several years ago to go to school at Del Arte.
Yeah, I've been in Blue Lake now for about 5 years, and I just finished the master's program at Del Arte in 2017, so this June.
And now you work here at the school, and you and another counterpart here at the school, Tushar Matthew, are organizing a benefit for Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Tushar and I were the ones that had kind of the proposal for the event, but now it's been handed into the Del Arte whole, and so it's a Del Arte organizational event.
Okay, sweet. But it's pretty neat. A lot of alumni are from Puerto Rico, and there's just going to be a whole bunch of music and theater and other fun things.
Yeah, we got the idea for the event because we were looking, it came up on a Facebook page of one of our alumni who is from Puerto Rico, but they live in Portland. And in Portland, they put together this big event. It was a dinner, and they were gonna, there's gonna be a show, and it was gonna be a fundraiser for Puerto Rico. And we were like, we have a theater, we have a community, you know, we know lots of local Humboldt artists. Let's put something together and see if we can get a sum of money to send. And yeah, we have multiple alumni who are on the ground in Puerto Rico right now suffering through the crisis. So we've been able to be in conversation with them, find out what's really going on the ground, at least in their communities. And they've actually, a lot of them have their own outreach that they're doing right now. And then they've also put us in touch with other organizations like Mano a Mano, who we're partnering with to try and get goods distributed to places where they really need to go.
What sort of stories are they relaying to you about what it's like on the ground over there?
A lot of the stories that we're receiving are hopeful, which I think has to do with the people with whom we're speaking. For example, we're speaking with one of our alumni from the PTP in 2013. The PTP is the professional training program at Del Arte. Her name is Andrea Martinez, and she is putting on a clown nose, getting in her car, getting any friends that will come with her, and going out to communities that need supplies. She sent us this beautiful video of her trying to get across a broken bridge with all this big package of supplies. So she's been receiving donations from people who are just mailing her stuff, knowing that she's going out on her own and trying to deliver things. So from her, there's a lot of hope, but then there's also this idea of, like, every email we get, she says, oh, we got water today. And then by the end of the email, she's like, oh, the water just turned off. So she hasn't had clean water in, you know, like 30 days. No electricity still. You know, she sends up a photo of her fridge, which is just an open door that's empty because they can't keep anything in there. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy to think about that. Yeah. So what are some of the acts that are going to be there?
Great. So we have a bunch of bands lined up. We've got the Opera Alley Cats, the Vanishing Pints, the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir, Home Cooking, and Bandemonium will be there. And we also have a couple of Del Arte celebrities showing up, like Mary Jane herself, the Diva of Sativa, will be there. And the Mysterious Magical Brandishers of Magic will also be there. So it should be a really fun afternoon, kind of a farewell to summer. It's outdoors, live music, beer. We have beer from the Mad River Brewery, as also Dead Reckoning Tavern. We've got Los Bagels has donated some stuff. So it should be a fun afternoon and for a good cause that hopefully we can celebrate in solidarity.
And that's going on from 1 until 6 p.m.?
Yes, 1 till 6 on November 4th in the Del Arte Amphitheater backyard.
And that's where the summer show usually is.
Exactly where the summer show usually is. Yeah, and same thing. Bring your own food, bring a blanket, bring a chair, just like you would for the summer festival.
How much are you asking?
So basically your donation equals your ticket in, and your donation can be any size. We've set up a GoFundMe campaign online, which is www.gofundme.com/Humboldt can-help. And anything you want to donate will be your ticket in.
Okay, sweet. And can people bring items too?
We're going to use the money we have to purchase items and send, because we're working with a couple of different organizations on the ground. So hopefully we'll collect all the money, get in touch with the organizations, because since things are shifting and changing in Puerto Rico, we're going to be in communication with them about the best way to get stuff to them and what things they actually need by the time November 4th rolls around. So the best thing to do is donate the money, and then we will do the heavy lifting of buying the stuff and seeing what we can get to where it needs to go.
What are some of the organizations?
So our main organization we're partnering with is Mano a Mano, which started in 2013. It's a nonprofit, and since the hurricane, they have switched all of their normal efforts to being relief efforts. And it's a really cool organization. Basically, what they've done is they've set up like a supply center in a school, and they have the students there and the teachers there that box up supplies, and then the organization itself goes out to places that are really suffering, places that, like, the only bridge to the community is broken, so they haven't been able to get any supplies, or the most of the houses were totally decimated, or the roofs caved in, or what have you. So they put together care packages for families and then go out and deliver these care packages. So we're working with them. And then we're also going to be sending money and supplies to Andrea, one of our alumni, who, like I said, has her own kind of operation going on with her and her friends. And then we're also in conversations with another one of our alumni who has some connections with UNICEF and with the Boys and Girls Club. And that's kind of a remains to be seen situation. But we'll hopefully be able to get the help, some help to them, once we find out what it is that they need.
Okay, sweet. And I know you mentioned the GoFundMe page. Can people donate at the door?
People can donate at the door. Say, just show up. We'll have lists. We'll have ways for you to do so.
Okay, sweet. And that's on Saturday, November 4th from 1 until 6 p.m. on over at Del Arte in the Rooney Amphitheater. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
We're going to take a short break, and then we'll get back into the tunes. You're listening to K-Hum.